Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Keeping it simple today, for the most part. We are finally here. So, as those of you who listen regularly already know, I'm a Jaden Daniels guy. There will be no mistaking my position 5-6 years down the road. And who knows, he may not even be with Washington if they take him tonight. Or maybe not even in the league. Who knows? But there will be no mistaking my personal view. I love Jaden Daniels. He was the best and most versatile college quarterback I have watched in a long, long time. Denton and I thought and talked about him all season long, going back to September and October as his season rolled along. His 2023 season is up there among the greatest college quarterback seasons of all time. Not an exaggeration. In recent memory for me, I actually think, believe it or not, his potential teammate here in Washington, Marcus Mariota, was an absolute sensational college quarterback at Oregon. His 2014 season, statistically, is very comparable to Daniel's season in 2023. Joe Burrow, a different style of quarterback, but his 2019 season, obviously, all-time great in terms of passing numbers. But the dual threat nature of Daniels' season stands out in a different way for me. Daniels had to do so much more than Burrow and Mariota did to win because his defense was so dreadful. But they still, in his two seasons at LSU, won 20 games and finished over two seasons 12-4 in the SEC, but if not for one of the worst Power 5 defenses in the country this year, I think LSU would have made the playoff. In their three losses this past season, they gave up 47.3 points per game. 47.3. Their defense was gross. I think it's fair to say that without Daniels, LSU would have been a 5-win team. They would have been Florida from this year. Florida was also a team that struggled defensively, but they had Graham Mertz at quarterback in the swamp. They won 5 games. LSU won 10 games. Daniels had a lot around him. There's no debating that. He had 2 really good receivers, both of whom will be drafted. One of them in Malik Nabers, sure to go tonight, probably in the top 10. Brian Thomas Jr., also a decent bet to go tonight as well. Let's not forget, he also had a tight end in Mason Taylor, Jason Taylor's son, who will be drafted next year, maybe the top tight end in the 2025 draft. He had a couple of linemen that will likely get drafted next year, including their starting left tackle, who will probably be one of the first left tackles off the board in the 2025 draft. He had players around him, no doubt. And in many ways, because of that, I think we saw 2 facets of Daniels. We saw the playmaker, the best in the sport last year, the best maybe the sport has seen in a long time, and 2, the distributor. Yeah, he was a really good distributor. One of the best in college football last year. I think it's important to note that he did both, which is exactly what you want in an NFL quarterback. You want the guy that can get the ball on time to the other playmakers on the team. And you want the guy that when the play breaks down, whether it's up front or because of coverage, he can go make everything right. I think he's the best and most efficient pocket passer in the draft. His mechanics are near flawless. There are plenty of examples of him throwing with anticipation, throwing into tight windows over the middle of the field. Maybe not as many as there are with some others. That's true, and you've seen that knock, the intermediate throws, the lack of them. But that's more because of lack of opportunity. The fewest third downs of any team in the country, LSU had. The fewest. Many of those middle-of-the-field intermediate throws come on third down. LSU faced the fewest third downs in the nation solely because they were so productive on first and second down. I think he fits into any type of offense. I don't think you have to create a dual threat attack, although it would be silly not to include design QB runs, read option style runs. Now, I would not be running quarterback power or quarterback counters like, you know, Lamar and Cam Newton have done in recent years. But I would bet that his biggest runs actually come off schedule on called pass plays as a scrambler when the play breaks down. People, he can throw it. Maybe not with the same arm strength as May or even McCarthy, but he's just fine in terms of that. There are advanced numbers that have scared some people about him, pressure to sack percentage, the intermediate throws we talked about. I've gone through some of that. He's not a sitting duck under pressure by any stretch. He's not a croucher. He's not a ducker. He's not a move eyes off the field and towards where the pressure is coming kind of a guy. He's a guy who's looking to make a play, and at the college level, in part because his team couldn't afford to punt the ball away, he took some sacks trying to make plays, but his yards lost per sack, the lowest of any of the quarterbacks we're talking about. And again, in terms of intermediate throws, there's enough on tape to see that he can do it. But again, they didn't have a lot of third downs and intermediate. You know, there wasn't a lot of third and intermediate for LSU last year. I do have some concerns. I've expressed them before. His frame and his decision-making as a runner in the open field, I think, are totally worthy of being concerned about. He'll take enough hits in the pocket as an NFL passer. We all know that. He doesn't need to expose himself in the open field to NFL-style defenders looking to take his head off. His decision-making is going to have to improve. But again, part of the issue with LSU last year, they had to score on every drive if they were going to win the game against the better teams on their schedule. He's, you know, nearly 6'4", 210, but he looks skinny up top. There is no doubt He looked that way to me, and I think many of you, when he was playing college football in that LSU uniform. The other concern is really not a concern as much as it is a mystery. I don't know anything about him personally. There are no real red flags. You know, there haven't been any real red flags about him. We've had people on the show that have said the best things about leadership, work ethic, etc. I have noticed something that I bet many of you have noticed as well. He's quiet. He's introverted. I've watched a ton of his interviews over the last 2 years. The post-game interviews, the locker room, you know, game ball speeches. He's not a vocal leader. That's for sure. But does it matter? Is it an indication of anything that would be a problem? That's not for us to figure out. That's for Adam Peters and company to figure out. You know, that was for Mike Shanahan and Bruce Allen and company to figure out about RG3 before they took him at number two overall. That was for, you know, Kyle Smith and Jay Gruden, but not really because Dan made the pick, on, you know, God rest his soul, Dwayne Haskins before they picked him. That's what they needed to figure out about Chase Young before they picked him. Look, there's some PTSD here going on with number two picks. Let's hope that number two tonight is Chris Samuels. And not. Wait, was Samuels three or two? I forget now. Arrington or Samuels? I always get that confused. But anyway, you get the point. There is a part of this that we don't know. But of course, is so, so important. Daniels is my guy. I won't have any issue at all if they take May. But I just wasn't in real time as a college football fan watching UNC. And I haven't been in watching more of May after the season anywhere near as impressed with May as I am with Daniels. Just how I've seen it. I see what those who love May seeing him. I do. He's a big, strong, strapping athlete. He can really throw it. And I think with the right coaching staff, the right supporting cast, he'll ultimately, you know, have a chance. Those kinds of things will determine his NFL fate. The same can be said for all of these guys. But with May, he's got some legitimate pocket mechanic flaws that have to be coached up. You know, every true expert has talked about May's mechanic flaws, footwork in particular, that leads to inaccuracy, that leads to easy misses. He's got, for me, too many bad decisions, too many bad throws on tape to think that there isn't some big-time improvement needed before he succeeds in the NFL. But, like Daniels, May's athleticism and playmaking ability is going to give him a chance to, for me, to have a higher floor. I mean, I think the true creators, the true athletes at the position, the true playmakers at the position will create enough moments, even if they've got flaws, to keep you working with them on their flaws. May's a tremendous athlete. I think the... I loved Merrill Hodges' appearance on our show, which was probably a month ago at this point. I think he's a really sharp evaluator, and I think we got him to back off a little bit on the athleticism, but I thought that that was by far and away one of the descriptions of any of these quarterbacks that really didn't make sense to me, and that was he didn't see May as athletic. I see May as very athletic. I see May as an all-around tremendous athlete, and you can see that in that he was a tremendous basketball player. He does everything well. J.J. McCarthy, I don't get it, but that doesn't mean anything, all right? It's in part because I didn't get to see it. You know, it's hard for me to come off that Penn State game. It's hard for me to understand in a one-score game, in the biggest game at that point in the season, on the road in Happy Valley, how you would face multiple third downs to stay on the field and you wouldn't let your quarterback throw the ball one time. Not once. I really like Penix Jr. I understand the risk, and it would have to be a medical, you know, team evaluation. I will be very surprised if he doesn't get picked in the first round tonight, and I'll be surprised if he's not picked in the top half of the first round. He just threw it too well. He was just too smooth. He and Daniels were so poised. Daniels more so than anybody else. I mean, he is definitely a dude that does not seem to feel much pressure. I thought Penix Jr. was outstanding until the championship game where they faced the best defense. And look, that was one of the reasons that Jim Harbaugh decided, hey, we don't need to throw the ball at Happy Valley. Our defense is dominant. They had a freshman quarterback who wasn't very good, and they weren't going to turn the ball over. They weren't going to put anything at risk. But when you've got, according to Jim Harbaugh, the best who's ever done it among all the Michigan men in Ann Arbor history, and you don't have him throw the ball one time in the biggest game of the year at that point, that would, I'd certainly, as a GM, I'd be talking to Jim Harbaugh about why on some of those third downs when they punted, didn't they let J.J. McCarthy go back and throw the football? Look, overall, I know what the odds favor. You know, the odds favor that the pick tonight won't be the long-term answer. But it's also true that the best chance to find the long-term answer is in the draft and early in the draft. So they've got to make that pick tonight. They've got to make a quarterback selection.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.